Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Don Stenberg back on the show. Don is a longtime servant of this country on many levels. He's an attorney by practice. He was the Attorney General of Nebraska for a dozen years. He was also the treasurer of that state for 8 years. And so he's been serving people and for a long time, and has been a very astute observer of America. And if you've lived as long as he and I have, if you pay attention, you should be able to do that. But he's written a book that is a parody of what kind of a parody, although it's not too funny, about what's been going on in America for the last couple of generations. It's called Eavesdropping on Lucifer, a story every Christian should hear. And we've asked him to join us to talk about that. Don Stenberg, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So your book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer, I know that you looked around you and saw what was going on in the country, and you thought, how could I write something that would sort of encapsulate that in a way that would be engaging, would help people read the story that anybody could read, regardless of where they were in the political aisle. What do you think?
Well, that's right. We all know that our culture has changed dramatically in the last 40 or 50 years. We now have abortion on demand. Some Ten Commandments monuments are being taken down by court order. Christianity has been referred to as a religion of hate by some. Christian bakers and florists are punished by the government for refusing to participate in same-sex marriages and many other examples. So the question is, how did this happen? And my new book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer, offers an easy-to-understand explanation of how this happened and hope for the future. Like C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, the explanation of the expansion of evil and eavesdropping from Lucifer comes from Lucifer himself. And in the book, Lucifer brags to his would-be apprentice about how he's changed culture using ridicule and logic, quote-unquote compassion, and the courts to undermine the culture of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sends his apprentice out.
I mean, language. The words were used to change the debate. Words have been used to change the debate so that some words, some things that we used to think were bad, they changed the words around a little bit. And who would be against that? I mean, they'd give things titles. Why would I be against that law? Why would I be against that? That sounds good. Because most people just read the headlines. But the devil, was, as you would say, is in the details, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, and there are a number of examples of that. And for example, most folks in this country used to wish each other Merry Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and of course now it's Happy Holidays. It used to be Christmas vacation from school, and that's a holiday break. Easter vacation, what used to be Easter vacations, now spring break, and so on and so forth. And that's, you know, part of the effort to remove religious belief and religious practice.
And it's been successful, hasn't it? Because we know that church attendance is down. Christianity has been under attack for some time now. And most of the other great religions, the leadership of those religions will tell you that they don't want that to happen. They know that if they're come for Christianity, they come for the others, won't they?
Well, that's exactly right. and that's why religious freedom is so important. And up until the last few decades, religious practice was, and this will surprise folks, but was protected by the courts, including the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, some of the early cases of 150 and 100 years ago were very supportive of government support for religion, as long as the government didn't prefer one religion over another one, and as long as people were free to practice whatever their religious faith was.
It was freedom of religion, not freedom for religion. They couldn't impose something, but they could defend your right to it, and the country, and of course we know what this country was built on, but we've gotten a long way away from that. We're going to come back and talk about this some more and apply some of the thoughts that Don has in his book to what's going on today. The book is called Eavesdropping on Lucifer, a story every Christian should hear. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.